Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
So Bills and Lions, number one seed. I don't need to have to revisit that. I think we all understand what's at stake with that particular scenario. If the Bills lose again and lose two in a row and the Chiefs were to win, the number one seed I think is over. I understand some of you are worried about the Steelers. The Steelers have the Eagles, the Ravens, and the Chiefs. I don't believe they're going to go, you know, win three straight out of that stretch. That's almost what it would take.
They have to pretty much go undefeated.
So to me, the number one seed could be over by the end of this weekend if the Chiefs win and the Bills lose. A lot of people think this is a Super Bowl match, preview. Bills, Lions, and you know, there's odds out there.
Crazy.
There's odds out there. You can select exact Super Bowl matchups. This is 7-1. It's one of the most popular. If not the most popular, I think it is. Yeah, I believe it is. If you think about it, the Lions are the number one team in the NFC. A lot of people think the Bills are the number one team in the AFC, even if
not
we disagree.
By record.
Right, but that's how people perceive it. So 7-1, like, yeah, of course it could be a Super Bowl preview. You know, talk about two franchises that have just not been able to get over the hump ever when it matters most. I mean, Bills Lions is like, hey.
They have zero Super Bowls combined in their franchise history, and they both have been around forever.
Yeah. And the Bills, of course, have been there numerous times and came up empty. So I'm intrigued by the game. How do they bounce back? We just saw the Rams, who put up 44 on the Bills, only scored 12 points last night in a weird Thursday night game, all field goals to win against the 49ers. So what was that, an outlier, or is this Bills defense a real problem now and for them? And the Lions offense, we know, can score on anybody. So I like the Lions in the game, and obviously, if people in Kansas City should be rooting for that to be the case. Do you think the Bills can bounce back after their offense scored, but their defense is a real problem, I think, in Buffalo?
So I thought going into the year, this was supposed to be what we would think maybe happens a couple years in Kansas City, which is like the half step back year for Bills. I think they openly admitted it, if we're being honest with each other. And if I go back and look at their schedule, and I'm like, all right, who picked on them offensively? Like, when were they really good on defense? I mean, Arizona had no trouble the opening week. Miami didn't score. Jacksonville didn't score. I mean, these are like some of the worst offenses in the league we're talking about. Ravens put up 35 on them. Okay. Then they held two teams in the 20s and the 10s, and it was the Jets and Houston and Tennessee and Seattle. And you're like, okay, I don't care. They get Tua back. Here comes 27 points. Like, the more I look at it, they even let up 21 to Kansas City, who's a team that like could have scored more in that game, and certainly not a ton. The teams they've held down defensively in retrospect are bad football teams. Gold, their points per game is being propped up by bad teams. Now, I'll say that there's a stat that came out earlier today from Aaron Schatz, who does all the DVOA stuff. And this is not going to stun you, but sometimes I think it needs to be reminded to people who are like, oh man, do they have a problem? Because they got like, they really got lit up by the Rams. Turns out elite level defenses fare worse against elite level offenses. A shocker, I know, but in those scenarios, typically the offenses still win out. Doesn't matter how good your defense is. If you have an elite level offense, you will score against kind of everybody, or at least you'll let up more against those teams. So yeah, I kind of view this as a, can you hang against good offenses? Because you're never going to get an answer on that the final 3 weeks of the Bills. This will tell you how much you should fear Buffalo's offense. I'm thrilled to watch this game. I love that this is on the opposite time of the Chiefs, because this is a standalone game. I don't need red zone at 325. I just want Bills Lions.
Yeah, you won't need to watch the other ones if you're a Chiefs
fan. This is the second biggest matchup of the season. Chiefs Bills was one. This was two. Like, the entire NFL slate, knowing what the records were and what those teams had done, Chiefs Bills was number one. It's the number one rated game of the entire regular season so far. This is
if we're basing it off of ratings, it's always going to involve the Chiefs. If we're just basing it off of, you know, game of the year type of stuff and potential Super Bowl matchup, then this one actually you could argue is a more intriguing matchup. The Chiefs, though, if we're just going on ratings, they're always going to outpace everybody. We've done that for enough years now to see.
I think Chiefs Bills get the added advantage for the game of the year because of the history between these two teams.
Fair.
Bills Lions don't have any history between each other. Just history that they both as a franchise haven't gone anywhere. But yes, most people think they're the two best.
That's teams. What it would be. Yeah, I mean, it's just that's the case. What do you think the actual, like, it's Super Bowl matchup. It's 7-1 that this would be the Super Bowl matchup. Lions and
I don't hate that bet.
And Bills. What if I gave you $100, what's the other one you would actually make?
If I had to bet, oh, man, Chiefs, because if I had to bet $100 and it's not the Bills, well, I guess I could still take the Bills. God, you know what? I kind of want to see the Eagles play.
Eagles.
After their thing, you don't want to see the Eagles play a couple games, make sure that Nick Sirianni doesn't lose the whole team again?
That defense
he did that last year. He lost the whole team last year.
If they were to play, have they played the Lions? Or are they supposed to? I don't know.
I don't know that they have.
I think I would take the Eagles to win right now.
I think, if you made me choose the second most likely, I'd probably say Chiefs-Lions. Because, like, I wouldn't, there's not another NFC team that I would be, like, more gung-ho about than Bills or Chiefs, right? So, like, I kind of have to change the AFC opponent if you made me change both, and it's not Bills-Lions, and I got to choose two other teams, well, then it's Chiefs. And then on the NFC side, Packers? I don't think my answer is the Eagles until I see that they don't mess it up.
How about the Vikings? You're a believer?
Chiefs Lions is the favorite, by the way, 5-1. Like, as far as actual matchup, the most likely matchup based on odds is Chiefs Lions, then Bills Lions, 7-1. Then it's Chiefs Eagles at 10-1. Then it's Baltimore Detroit at 10-1. Chiefs Vikings 25-1. There's some of those type of matchups further down the board.
Chiefs Vikings at 25-1. Actually, I like the odds on that.
The problem is the Vikings most likely, not guaranteed, most likely are a wild card team. So you're just asking them to go on the play on the road.
You know, in fairness,
throughout the entire postseason,
they're saying in Minnesota, they're saying the exact same thing about this matchup. We're saying,
yep.
The Bills can do the Vikings a massive favor this week.
I hear you. It's just
like they can do them a huge favor.
Credit to Sam Darnold. He's been playing incredibly well. Can I picture Sam Darnold in the Super Bowl? That's just really tough.
I know.
It's just really, really tough. I mean, yeah, if you just think the quarterback stuff for some odd reason is out the window in the postseason, which is not usually how this works, then might as well just go ahead and give me Steelers and Vikings while we're at it, Cody, and just give me a ton of odds. And we're going to have Russell Wilson, Sam Darnold, the Super Bowl. Like, I can't even say that without almost smirking.
No, come on. Let's be realistic here. If one mediocre quarterback got to the Super Bowl fight,
that's what I'm saying.
It's not going to be Russ versus Darnold.
I know it's not. I'm just saying, like, that's why I struggle to even have Darnold in there. I was trying to see if the odds were out there.
The path for them too, if they're the
75-1, that it's a Russell Wilson, Sam Darnold Super Bowl.
I like the 20-1 better.
If they're the 5 seed, that means they would play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and then go to play the 1 seed and then go to play the 2 or 3 seed. I mean, that would be very difficult.
But in this scenario, right? Let's just say with the Vikings, it's like the Bucs. They can beat them. That would be very difficult. There's no doubt. The Lions divisional game, man. You don't know what the hell's going to happen in division games. That's weird.
Yeah.
They can certainly win. You know, like, and then once you get to the NFC Championship game and you have eliminated the Lions, you're just as good as anyone remaining. Yeah. I don't care if it's the Pat. Yeah. Maybe if the Eagles stay hot. Yeah. Maybe
the only long shot I would take, Chiefs-Rams Super Bowl matchup, 55-1.
But you had that before the season, so you're still riding high.
Yep.
I don't know, man. Gonna win the division. Stafford, if he just gets hot for a couple of games. Yeah, that means they're going to have a playoff game.
I don't know if you have it up anymore.
And they'll get the 2 seed.
Chiefs-Packers? I don't know how
28-1. For a Super Bowl matchup.
Wait, that's even worse than the Vikings?
I would take that.
Oh, I'd take it back. That'd be the bet I'd make instead.
28-1.
Yeah, I'd take that bet instead.
Yeah, 28-1. Packers, the weather's not going to faze them. I mean, they can play anywhere.